MSNBC, CNN ignored Twitter file revelations exposing FBI collusion with platform. By Wendell Hasebo on December 21, 2022. The far-left networks MSNBC and CNN have ignored revelations from the Twitter files about the FBI colluding with Twitter employees to protect the Biden campaign from the damning laptop from hell story. The networks, which have pushed conspiracy theories about the laptop being Russian disinformation, have ignored Monday's release of the files that exposed the FBI and intelligence community's role in censoring the laptop from hell story first reported in 2020 by Breitbart News's Emma Jo Morris. According to a TBI's software search, CNN and MSNBC have not mentioned the Twitter files one time in the past 2 days. Journalist Michael Schellenberger reported Monday how the FBI and intelligence community discredited factual information about Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings both after and before the New York Post revealed the contents of his laptop on October 14, 2020. Schellenberger cited Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer's research from his books, Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption, which detail how the Biden family business earned tens of millions of dollars from foreign business deals for which Hunter offered no real work. CNN and MSNBC's decision to ignore one of the biggest stories of 2022 appears to be a coordinated effort to tamp down publicity information about the Biden crime family. Breitbart News reported Tuesday the Washington Post, New York Times, Politico Playbook, Politico Punchbowl News, and the Los Angeles Times have also ignored the notable news. The establishment media's lack of reporting on the files has also been joined by false reporting about the scandal. Bloomberg's Jennifer Jacobs has claimed the Twitter files broke little ground on a laptop purportedly owned by Hunter Biden. While reporting on the files, The New York Times' Michael M. Grinbaum falsely stated Hunter's laptop was stolen, when the laptop was actually abandoned by Hunter at the computer repair shop. Mr. Musk and Mr. Tybee frame the exchanges as evidence of rank censorship and pernicious influence by liberals. Many others, even some ardent Twitter critics, were less impressed, saying the exchanges merely showed a group of executives earnestly debating how to deal with an unconfirmed news report that was based on information from a stolen laptop. Michael Tomosky published an article in The New Republic claiming the files were a minor development, calling it the president's son's junk and a Republican obsession. According to a recent survey, 71% of Americans believe accurate reporting of Hunter's laptop from hell could have altered the 2020 presidential election. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute president Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Hunter Biden is the subject of a narrative film My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was produced by the Unreported Story Society. It's the story the establishment media don't want you to see. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.